We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
28 Sports Radio, 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Kyle Quinn in for Tucker behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up, 9 o'clock, Jack Fritz will join us. Talk some Phillies as they lose today. They dropped the finale of the series down in D.C., but they did win a road series for the first time since September of 2019, which is just unbelievable to think about. So the Phillies will be in, Toronto. They'll be in Dunedin, Florida tomorrow night to take on the Blue Jays. We'll talk some Phillies coming up, top of the hour with Jack. We have to get to the latest Deshaun Watson rumor in a few minutes. Right now, a call, and then Kyle and I will go game by game 2021 Eagles season predictions. Wade is in Chester. Wade, what's up, man?
What's up, my brother? How you been?
Wade, I've been well. How you doing?
Man, living a dream, brother. Living a dream. And listen, here's what, I'm a veteran. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this thing a long time since we was on 610 on AM, right? And here's what a lot of the people like John Ritchie, you know, a lot of people ain't thinking about. Here's what you know that happens in every season that we've had since we've been the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to win a game that we shouldn't win, and we're going to lose a game that we shouldn't lose. Those two things are a fact, okay? Now, that being said, I got us sitting in the division, and I got us beating, and I'm going to go out here and say this, I got us beating Tampa Bay on that Thursday night game, because they coming off of that Sunday night game, okay? So I got us beating them. That's the game that we shouldn't win, that I believe we're going to win, and our record will be 11-6.
Ooh, I love it,
and
Wade.
Go ahead. We are going to be the number two rushing team in the league behind Baltimore, okay? I know for certain, without a doubt, and with this O-line, our O-line is the best in the league right now, okay? There's no – and then when you go and look at win and losses, you know the teams that win and lose? Who dominates the offensive line? Who dominates the line of scrimmage? That's where we at, and I believe our D-line is intact like it was, and our O-line is back. All of them got Super Bowl rings on. I'm just telling you, this is going to be a good year for us, and I'm glad that they're keeping Jalen Hurts under wraps. Basically, nobody knows what to think. So how can a team prepare for Jalen Hurts? They don't even know if he's going to be on that spot.
Yeah, they can't. Wait, it's a good point. I mean, I love what you said about the running game, and you know what else it does? You win time of possession, and you keep your defense off the field.
And that we know Sirianni will do. And I like the fact that he's going to allow the receivers the ability to break off routes or to get open and sit down, and I'm telling you, Jalen Hurts already has a rapport with these guys. And I don't think we're giving Jalen Reagor enough credit. Carson Wentz got Jalen Reagor hurt. Let's get that straight out the door. He set him up. He's the reason why Jalen Reagor had to get that surgery on his hand.
Yeah, the Rams game. He broke his thumb in the Rams game.
If you look at his chemistry with Jalen Hurts, Jalen Reagor looked like a pretty damn good player.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there were a couple of plays, and wait, you know, I was appreciative of the phone call. As far as Reagor and Hurts, I mean, he hit him in Green Bay up the sideline to basically start his run as the quarterback. And then I thought a couple times Reagor was open deep, and Hurts missed him. He missed him against the Saints. He missed him against Washington, I believe, in Week 17. So, like, that was, I think, more on the quarterback than the receiver. Yeah, I liked Reagor coming out of the draft, and I was very disappointed in his rookie year. I do wonder about him a little bit mentally. He seems like, and I don't know how many people pay attention to this, but he's a little sensitive on on social media, which, all right, but it's not an easy place to play, Kyle, if you're sensitive.
No.
Criticism.
But, no, but I mean, I got to admit, and I was actually, I'm with you. I tweeted the morning of the draft, get me Jalen Reagor tonight. That's how high I was on him. And I was even, I wanted him over Justin Jefferson.
Me too.
We know how that went. But no, his mentality seems, I don't know, like a little weak, yeah. For lack of a better word. I don't want to be too hard on the guy, but I mean, if he's deleting his entire Twitter timeline, he's like making all these jokes at his own expense. Like, it just seems like he's thinking about it a little bit too much, and you can't be.
Yeah, and here would be my advice to Jalen Reagor. I'm not an expert, but you know, like Jalen Reagor probably gets 5,000 times the crap as I get on social media. Here's my advice, Jalen: if you're driving around listening, just get off it. Like, you don't have to be on Twitter. Like, there's no rules. You know, mute your notifications. Tweet at your buddies if you want, your teammates, and just get off there and don't look at it. Like Jalen Hurts, what he said last year when that rat poison comment, and obviously that comes from Nick Saban. It's such a really great piece of advice for especially young athlete, especially in a town like this where we are just like, we're crazy, right? We're crazy, and there's people tweeting at you and yelling at you when you drop a pass. Just get off of it. Just get off social media and let your talents shine. So I think Reagor will do better this year. And it's part of why I think this team is going to contend. Let's do everyone's favorite game. It's the day after the schedule release. Listen, if you don't do this, I question how big of a fan you are. Because we all do, right? The schedule comes out, and you say to yourself, all right, win, loss, win, 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 loss. And you go through it. I like the way Elliot stated it. He doesn't think too much about it. I try not to, but I kind of do, right? Like, if I think a team is a 4-win team and I look at their schedule and I have 6 wins in a row, I say, ah, what am I doing? But here is how mine came out. So I'm going to give mine. Kyle's going to give his. Here is my week-by-week predictions for the 2021 Eagles. And I agree with our last caller, Wade, in that there always is a game that they win, you think they're going to lose, and vice versa. I mean, look at last year. The Eagles beat the Saints. The Eagles also tied the Bengals, right? So, like, this just happened. Like, so it's going to happen again this year. Here's how I line it up. Week 1 at Atlanta. I think this is a shootout. I think it's going to be fun to watch Kyle Pitts on one side, Devontae Smith on the other. Ultimately, I think Atlanta at home in their debut of their first new coach, Arthur Smith, beats the Eagles in a shootout. I go loss week 1. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about a shootout. I think Nick Sirianni's offense might struggle a little bit out of the gate just to kind of get their footing. A road game in Atlanta, that's a tough place to play. It's their home opener. I don't think we have the secondary or the linebackers to cover those weapons, so I got an L as well there.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point on the secondary and the defense. I think Jonathan Gannon will eventually figure this out, and he's a secondary guy. By trade, but it might take him a little while. Like, week one, who's covering Kyle Pitts? Week one's who's covering all those receivers, assuming they keep Julio Jones? So we both have a loss week one. Week two, I'm going to keep this simple. I know the Niners are really good and really talented and very well coached. The Eagles are not losing the first game back at the Link in front of a full house. It's just, I don't care who they're playing. I'm picking a win. And there is a little advantage here. West Coast team coming east for a 1 o'clock game. I have the Eagles beating the Falcons 1-1.
Okay. So, and I'm glad you went there because I have a W here as well, San Francisco. I know they're a tough team, but listen, they got a new quarterback. This is the home opener. Not only is it our home opener, but really we're going to be at full capacity for the first time in over a season, full capacity. That place is going to be going just berserk. I got an Eagles win here.
Week three, so we're both 1-1. Week three, Eagles at Cowboys, Monday Night Football. I think this game is close. Ultimately, I think late Dallas finds a way to win, but I think this kind of sets the stage for late in the season where these two teams end up still as the best teams in the NFC. So the way we thought it would be last year, it turns out to be this year. I go loss in primetime. Eagles lose, a drop to 1-2.
Yep. I usually go into the season looking at divisional games thinking we'll probably split all of them. I usually go right down the middle, 3-3. Usually. I'm not going to this time, but I do have a split in with Dallas. And if we're going to lose one, I think it's going to be the away game. So I got the loss here as well.
All right. So we're both at 1-2. I think our tracks will soon divulge. But week four, like we could try to convince ourselves and like pretend. The Eagles are not beating Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if the game's here, Kansas City on the moon. I think it kind of culminates a tough first month for Sirianni and Hurts as a duo. Eagles drop to 1-3, and you know as well as I do, the WIP phone lines Monday morning are going to be a scene. Eagles drop to 1-3.
I have them dropping to 1-3 as well. There's just no way we're going to be able to stop that offense. No way.
It's too tall of a task. All right, so we're both at 1-3. We go into week 5 at Carolina. I'm going with the win, and I think this is the game where Jalen Hurts breaks out and has like one of those games like he did last year, maybe 450 yards of offense. Carolina might be building something, but I don't think they're there yet. I don't think Sam Darnold's very good. I think this is the game that Gannon's defense forces turnovers, which was a staple of what they did in Indianapolis. Turnovers, short fields, Hurts running, Hurts throwing. I can see the Eagles going down there winning this game big. They get back on the winning track, win in Carolina.
Yeah, I have a win at Carolina as well. To put it simply, I'm just not a Darnold guy. I really just don't think he's that good. I think we'll have a field day with him. I think that'll be the game where Gannon finally starts to figure out what's going on with this defense, with this defensive line, gets a good rotation going there, and I think we'll give Sam Darnold some trouble. I got
to
win.
So we're both at 2-3. We go to week six, and I got to say, Howard Eskin, he usually says nonsense. He had a lot of good points in this one. Howard's right in terms of the spot here. The spot is as pro-Eagles as you can imagine. Short week, Thursday night game, Tampa coming in. I know they're the defending champs. I saw today that they might be favored in all 17 games before the season starts.
Yeah.
Obviously, that will change based on injuries and whatever happens. But they're good, right? They return all their starters. They were champions last year. But their three games preceding this game are the Dolphins right before it, at the Patriots, the return of Brady to Foxborough, and the Rams. Like, they're facing brutal defenses 3 weeks in a row, short week road game. This team lost early last year a couple weird games. They lost in Chicago on a Thursday night. I could see the Eagles picking them off on a close game. I'm going with a win. Eagles get to 3-3, and I think it's the kind of the game, national TV Thursday night, it kind of puts Sirianni and Hurts on kind of the national radar. Eagles win 3-3.
Well, I'm not usually one to go against the king here, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to. I see what you guys are saying with the trap game vibes and stuff, but man, I'm just looking at it as the Buccaneers are the defending champions, and I just think it's going to be a tall order for us to beat them that way.
Well, it would be. It would be extremely tall. So I have the game. I have the Eagles now at 3-3. You're at 2-4.
I am at 2-4. Yeah.
All right. It's 2-4 through six. Now they head to Las Vegas, where a lot of Eagles fans will certainly be waiting for them at Las Vegas, week seven. And there's another schedule advantage. It's almost like a mini bye because they play the Thursday night. Mm-hmm. They get the 10 days. They go to Las Vegas. And quite frankly, I just think that the Raiders are just blah. They have not drafted well with Mayock and Gruden. I think they always seem to like make you think they're going to be good, and then they're not. I think the Eagles can go in there and push them around. I have the Eagles winning on the road in Vegas to go to 4-3.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have absolutely no idea what John Gruden's doing up there in Las Vegas. I have them as a candidate to be a complete and total dumpster fire this season. So, and also, it sounds like a lot of people are trying to go to Las Vegas for this Eagles game. It seems like it's going to be one of those games that our fans just take over the stadium. It feels like a home game, and we're going to whip up on them. I got to win.
All right, so I have the Eagles flying high now, right? They're three wins in a row. They've turned this season around, and we just had a caller mention they always lose a game they're not supposed to lose. And everyone I've seen has just circled, oh, they're going to beat the Lions. Obviously, the Lions aren't very good. But the Lions have a good offensive line. They drafted Penei Sewell, and I think to beat the Eagles, you have to have a good offensive line. And Jared Goff, when he's protected, he throws the ball well. This just feels like a Eagles are riding high, another road game, and they get picked off. I have a loss here. Eagles lose in Detroit to fall to 4-4.
I think your reasoning there is funny because I wrote notes for all of these matchups at Detroit. I put W, they're the Lions.
That's everyone's presenting. They're
that's
the Lions.
What I have. Yeah.
I mean, they're such an unknown, right? Like Dan Campbell wants to bite kneecaps
right,
off.
Right, right, yeah.
And no one wanted Goff. They had to basically give away a first-round pick to take him or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they get picked off here. So I have the Eagles at 4-4 through eight. You're at?
I'm at 4-4 also.
All right, so we're both at 4-4. Week nine, Los Angeles Chargers come in. This is a fun game. Two young quarterbacks drafted the same class. Herbert already has established himself. Hurts is trying to do it. I really like the coach of the Chargers. I actually wanted the Eagles to get him in here for an interview. I think he took the job with the Chargers before the Eagles could get him to fly across the country. I think he's going to be a really good coach, Brandon Staley. I think the schedule makers actually hurt the Eagles in this one. West to East. It's always that tricky spot for a West Coast team for an early game. This is not an early game. It's a 4:00 start, which really doesn't have much of an effect on the West Coast team. I just look at the personnel on defense for Los Angeles, and if they're healthy with Bosa and those pass rushers and Derwin James coming back, and they drafted Asante Samuel Jr., I think they're really good. I think they're going to be a playoff team this year, and I'm going to give the Eagles a loss to drop to 4-5.
Okay. My prediction's kind of it's a package deal here because it does have to do a little bit with the Denver game next week. I think they lose one of those two, right? And it could be an emotional home win against the Chargers. They're coming back after 2 weeks away, get a win there, then go on the road to Denver and take a tough loss there. I could see it going that way, or I could see them just losing to the Chargers because of the reasons you said, and then going up to Denver and taking it to what's, I think, just going to be a bad team. So for now, I'll put them as a win against the Chargers.
So we go to the Broncos in week number 10. Eagles are at 4-5 on my ledger here. And I'm going to go with another loss here, a three-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. I don't think Denver's any good. I think their quarterback situation will be average at best, but probably well below that with Bridgewater and Drew Locke. But they do have Vic Fangio as the coach, and they're building a good defense. They have great pass rush, and now they drafted Surtain in the first round. This feels like I always think Mile High, especially for a team that hasn't played much there, is a weird spot. Good defense, and I could see the Eagles having some trouble scoring in this game. I'm going to go with a loss, three-game losing streak, and it's probably where those who have a weak stomach jump ship and say, this team thinks I'm out. They will rebound, but I have them losing, drop to 4-6.
Okay, so on my ledger here, they'd be coming off of three straight wins going into this Denver game, which is why partly why I have it down as an L. Denver's just a tough place to play, and then going back to win four straight I think would be a little bit difficult, so I'm giving them the loss here at Denver.
All right, so I have this team right now at 4-6 heading into the game against New Orleans, home against New Orleans, week 11, 4-6 record. Like, this isn't the New Orleans Saints they used to be. I think the Saints are going to miss the playoffs this year. I know Sean Payton's good, but, I mean, come on. Like, they're starting either Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston. It's going to be a tough year for them. And I like the idea of maybe Jalen Hurts establishing the Saints, the team he beats, right? That's his team. He owns them. He beat them last year in his first game. Eagles come home, three-game losing streak, and they turn things around. They beat him to move to 5-6.
Yeah, New Orleans is just way too much of an unknown. I know Sean Payton's a good coach, and he can get a lot out of his QBs, but this whole Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill thing, it doesn't scare me in the slightest, and we saw how Jalen Hurts handled those New Orleans Saints last season. Let's keep it rolling. 2-0 against New Orleans to start the career.
So I look at the next game, the first division game since week 3 for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're 5-6. They're heading to New York to face the Giants, and the way I see this one is two things going against the Eagles here. One, the Giants have a bye, I think, 2 weeks before, so they're going to be rested, right? They're going to be coming off shortly off their bye. The second half of their season really rolling. Eagles not yet having the bye. They're really and coming off the Denver game, a lot of games in a row. And second, this feels like it'll be an emotional game for the Giants, right? Like, their social media all week wanted the Eagles in week one. Their coach is whining. Like, they obviously have a thing where this rivalry is kind of ratcheting back up in New York. I could just see them get all lathered up for this game and finding a way to beat the Eagles. I will go with the Giants winning this one. Eagles drop the game to go to 5-7.
You know, the Giants want this to be a rivalry so bad, but it just simply isn't. We own that team. I have a sweeping them again this season. The Giants are actually my other dumpster fire candidate for this season. I think they take a huge step back with Daniel Jones just playing awfully. I have the Eagles taking a win in New York, the Meadowlands.
So you're at what through 12 games?
7-5.
All right, I'm at 5-7. So we have diverged a little bit here in our predictions. Week 13, again going up to the Meadowlands. The second straight bus trip to the same stadium. This time I have the Eagles taking care of business. Now, the Jets seem like they're on the right tracks. I think Sala's going to be a good coach. Joe Douglas has drafted a lot of players, including a new quarterback. But I just think the Eagles' defensive line and the Eagles' defense, which kind of is maybe rounding into form at this point with their new coordinator, they take advantage of a young quarterback, and I can see them just beating around Zach Wilson. Eagles go to the Meadowlands again. They get out with a win this time. So I have the Eagles beating the Jets to go to 6-7.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I like Zach Wilson. I think he has a good future in the NFL if his mom can maybe keep her mouth shut. But I don't think him and the Jets are going to be that great this season. So I have the Eagles going out to the Meadowlands and taking another win there.
All right, we have a bye now. Finally, the bye in week 14, and I think it really changes the equation for the next few weeks. So the bye in week 14, I have the Eagles heading into the bye at 6-7, hosting the Washington football team in week 15. And as Howard said to us earlier, that could be a Saturday night game, which feels like an advantage for the Eagles with Washington playing the Sunday before. And I just think this feels like an avenge the tank game, right? They tanked the game week 17 last year against Washington. Jalen Hurts was pulled. He was upset. And he goes out there and they find a way to move the ball on a Ron Rivera defense and score enough. Eagles win 7-7, and playoff hopes are alive in Philadelphia.
I love that. I think it's a W as well. I have a split in the season with Washington, so my basic logic here is going to give the Eagles the home win.
All right, so we go to week 16. I have a 7-7 team. Where are you at through 14?
That would be 8-5.
8-5. Okay, I have a 7-7 team as we get to week 16 against the Giants, and this is where the Eagles avenge the loss up in the Meadowlands about a month earlier. And I think this is the game. Kyle mentioned Daniel Jones. I think this is the game where the two quarterbacks' careers devolve. This is the game where I think people start to say, you know what, Jalen Hurts really is something. And I think this is the game where the Giants say, oh, we got to replace Daniel Jones. This guy, he's just not good enough. Eagles win. Giants season effectively ends, and the Eagles move to 8-7.
Yep. So the Eagles complete the sweep here. This is where they really make them think, like, man, we really should have done everything it took to get that Devontae Smith guy here. We messed up. Eagles win.
Week 17, a trip to Washington. So I have the Eagles right now at 8-7, and really positioned to win the NFC East if they could just take care of business. But I do think this is where the trouble really begins. It's going to be difficult for a young team, young coach, young quarterback to finish it off. I have them losing in Washington in week 17 for this reason. I just think it's a lot to ask to beat Ron Rivera and that team and that defense and to block Chase Young twice in 3 weeks. That's a tough spot. I have the Eagles losing to drop to 8-8.
Yeah, so up to this point, I think I have them at 10-5 and ripping off 5 straight wins. It's going to be tough to keep that going on the road against your division rival at Washington. So I have them finally taking a loss here.
Week 18, and we said earlier that the Eagles, for the first time in the history of Sunday Night Football, are not on Sunday Night Football. Well, that changes, and the Eagles get to go back to the national stage in the same time slot that they basically spit on the rules and spit on norms and said, now we're tanking the game. Sunday Night Football, Eagles, Cowboys, Week 18. I almost said 17. Week 18, and this one is for the division crown. I have the Eagles heading into this game at 8-8. I have the Dallas Cowboys heading to the game at 9-7. The winner is going to the playoffs. The loser is going home. And I hate to be the guy that does this, but it is the way I laid it out. I just think Dallas is better for this season. And I imagine Dak probably rounds closer to form towards the end of the season. So I have Dallas winning. They win the division. Eagles go 8-9. Yet, and before I let Kyle finish off his sterling season for the Eagles, I feel like even if this happened the way I laid it out and guessed it, I still think we'd have some positive vibes. If the Eagles get to a win and end game in week 17 off of what everyone thought of this team a year ago, and Hurts shows us he's the guy, and then we're like, listen, you got 3 picks, Howie. Go get a defensive end. Go get a corner. Let's go, and we can win big next year. I'd be upset in the moment, but I think we'd kind of lead into the offseason, kind of like Carson's first year. We'd end with like, all right, this thing's on the upswing. I have them losing 8-9.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. Like Carson's first year, we won 7 games, right? But everybody in Philadelphia would have told you that season was a success.
Yep,
you had
good.
Your guy moving forward and all that. But I have the Eagles. This is a winning game, Eagles versus the Cowboys, and I think we embarrass the Dallas Cowboys.
Is it a 44-6 kind of game?
44-6 type embarrassment. Philadelphia is buzzing going into the playoffs. It's going to be a fun year for the Eagles. 11-6, final record prediction.
So that means we get a home playoff game the next week.
That is what that would mean.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be wild if that happens. All right, so Kyle goes 11-6. I go 8-9. We're both zooming over the 6.5. I mean, I'm not telling you to go give away the mortgage, but like that's you could win that one. They're going to win more than the 6.5 games. 215-592-9494. Everyone's favorite game by game predictions. I love doing that every year. All right, on the other side, we're going to have Jack Fritz. He's going to join us, talk some baseball. Phillies win a road series for the first time since 2019. We'll talk some Phils. Odubel Herrera has really shown us that he is clearly the best option in center field. And we'll get into some pitching stuff and what's going on with Spencer Howard. Jack's up next, and we'll continue the Eagles stuff. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.